ولو شاء الله لذهب بسمعهم سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. يا أيها الناس اعبدوا ربكم الذي خلقكم والذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. الذي جعل لكم الأرض فراشا والسماء فلا تجعلوا لله أندادا وأنتم تعلمون. وإن كنتم في ريب مما نزلنا على عبدنا فأتوا بسورة أعدت للكافرين. وبشر الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات أن لهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار كلما رزقوا منها من ثمرة رزقا قالوا هذا الذي رزقنا من قبل وأتوا به متشابها ولهم فيها أزواج مطهرة وهم فيها خالدون. الله أكبر.
الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهدي الله فهو المهتدي، ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل وبارك على عبدك ورسولك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him, we seek help from Him, we ask forgiveness from Him, we seek refuge in Him from our own evils and our own bad deeds. Anyone who has been guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is indeed guided. And anyone who has been misguided, you will never find a guardian to guide him. I bear witness that there is no deity except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. They bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and his messenger. O Allah, let your prayer, your peace and blessing be upon your servant Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and his companion. In continuation of the series of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life and his ethics, we still addressing the hijrah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the migration from Mecca to Medina. This is a very important event in the history of Islam, and it will take several times to just to cover the general descriptions of what happened, and also some meanings behind the events. So we last time we spoke about the Suraqah ibn Malik meeting with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the miracles that happened before, and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam proceeded to Medina and they stayed in Quba for 14 days and established the first masjid in Islam. And the Ali ibn Abi Talib followed the Prophet after 3 days from Hijrah, after he returned all the items that the Prophet had for the Meccans. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent to bring his family members to follow him to Medina. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent to his family members in Medina, the family of his mother, his cousins, to meet him, and they sent the people with weapons and to protect and to receive Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the meetings and the receiving of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Medina was no like meetings in history. It was a feast in the Medina, and more than 500 people meeting him, chanting, and people wearing their new clothes and going up in the roofs of the buildings, welcoming the Prophet, and everybody wanted to host the Prophet in their houses. But the Prophet told them that this camel is ordered to go in a distant place. And the camel went to the location nearby, the cousins of the Prophet, and sat, and this how they located the masjid, the location where the Prophet ﷺ built the first masjid in Islam in Medina. And Prophet Muhammad ﷺ, when he reached that point, that was the beginning of establishing the state of Islam. And if you compare the migration of the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ to any migration of any previous messenger, you will find that the migration of the Prophet is a unique one. And from that event, the establishment of the state of Islam and on was the beginning. But comparing to the previous messengers' immigration, like Prophet Abraham also immigrated, Prophet Musa alayhi salam immigrated, but it was completely different. If you also compare in the companions of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the companions of the Prophet Musa, you will find it completely different. Even with all miracles that happened to the Prophet Musa alayhi salam and his companion from leaving Egypt to Sinai, but still the companions of Musa alayhi salam, even they went after he left to speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they took a cow as a god for them. And they would give Harun, the Prophet Musa alayhi salam brother, the hardest time. And even all the way with the companion Musa alayhi salam was just not following the Prophet Musa commandments, as if you compare it to the companion of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So the qualifications that the companions of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam was distinguished one. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated such qualifications in the Quran al-Kareem, and one of these qualifications was the sincerity. And also the immigration screened the companions of the Prophet, and whoever immigrated with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the sincere companions that they were ready to sacrifice their lives and their wealth for the sake of establishing the state of Islam. Because the immigration of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was to establish the state of Islam, not only escaping from danger, no, but to state the new state that will spread the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throughout the world. So the sincerity of the companions of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was stated in the Quran al-Kareem. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran al-Kareem, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, للفقراء المهاجرين الذين أخرجوا من ديارهم وأموالهم يبتغون فضلا من الله ورضوانا وينصرون الله ورسوله أولئك هم الصادقون. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described the immigrants that were forced to leave their houses and their wealth. They were seeking the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they were seeking the gladness and the rewards from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they was ready to be standing behind the Prophet, and they are the faithful. They are the truthful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described them, they are the truthful. And also another qualification was the patient. All the companions, they were patient for 13 years. Although the torture that they've been through and the hardship that they went through, but they were patient, they just waiting for the order of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to receive the order from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to immigrate. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah An-Nahl verse 110 stated about the patience of the companions, the muhajirin. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وَالَّذِينَ هَاجَرُوا فِي اللَّهِ مِنْ بَعْدُ مَا ظُلِمُوا لَنُبَوَّأَنَّهُمْ فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةٌ وَلَأَجْرُ الْآخِرَةُ أَكْبَرُ لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا وَعَلَى رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described them, they were the patients and they were dependent on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, ثم إن ربك الذين هاجروا من بعد ما فتنوا ثم جاهدوا وصبروا إن ربك من بعدها لغفور رحيم. Also another description that they were patient throughout this process. Another qualification was the truthfulness. The companions was truthful when they were with the Prophet وَرَدْوَانًا وَيَنْصُرُونَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الصَّادِقُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described them that they are the truthful. And also with الفقراء المهاجرين الذين أخرجوا من ديارهم وأموالهم يبتغون فضلا من الله ورضوانا وينصرون الله ورسول أولئك هم الصادقون. Those are the truthful believers. Also they were sacrificing for the sake of Allah all their life. الذين آمنوا وهاجروا وجاهدوا في سبيل الله بأموالهم وأنفسهم أعظم درجة عند الله أولئك هم الفائزون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described them that they are the winners because they sacrifice for the sake of the oneness of Allah, and they immigrated and they in the sake of Allah, and also they spend their lives and they spend their wealth for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, they were victorious for Allah and for the Prophet. في سورة الحشر verse 8, للفقراء المهاجرين الذين أخرجوا من ديارهم وأموالهم يبتغون فضلا من الله ورضوانا وينصرون الله ورسوله أولئك هم الصادقون. So they were just for their purpose is to be victorious for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and for the sake of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that's how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described them, that they are the truthful. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إن تنصروا الله ينصركم ويثبت أقدامكم. Also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them the reward that when they are there to be victorious for Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make their foot stand and they will be victorious. So another one, they were depending on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all their affairs. وَالَّذِينَ هَاجَرُوا فِي اللَّهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا ظُلِمُوا لَنُبَوَّأَنَّهُمْ فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَلَأَجْرُ الْآخِرَةِ أَكْبَرُ لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا وَعَلَى رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. And also, وقال موسى يا قوم إن كنتم آمنتم بالله فعليه توكلوا إن كنتم مسلمين. So to depend on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's a qualification that to be in the way of Allah, and also hoping for the victory of Allah. They were doing their best, and at the same time they have the hope, the great hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala victory will be for them. إن الذين آمنوا والذين هاجروا وجهدوا في سبيل الله أولئك يرجون رحمة الله والله غفور رحيم. So they were hoping for the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And all what they do, they were just standing behind the Prophet and they hoping for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reward them with the victory. And also they followed the Prophet in all affairs, regardless how hardship and how good it was, you were always there. لَقَدْ تَابَ اللَّهُ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ وَالْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنصَارَ الَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُ فِي سَاعَةِ الْعُسْرَةِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا كَادَ يَزِيغُ قُلُوبُ فَرِيقٍ مِنْهُمْ ثُمَّ تَابَ عَلَيْهِمْ إِنَّهُ بِهِمْ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. The Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was with them when they were with the Prophet. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewarded them with the victory at the end. So we're going to address, inshallah, next time about the difference between the muhajirin who followed the Prophet with sincerity when they sacrificed, and also some of the believers, they couldn't immigrate. for two reasons. One of them was that they were afraid about their wealth and their lives, and also others were afraid on their lives. So inshallah, we'll talk about that next time. جزاكم الله خير. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.